everybody. Welcome to Nerds Incoming. I've got a podcast here with... Oh, shit. All right. I got a podcast here with Zephyr. He is a streamer and a Final Fantasy XI player, which is a game that I used to get into. I used to crack the fuck out on that game whenever I was younger. I played for probably like 24 hours straight before. it's a good game, and the fact that it's still there's still so many people playing it, it's crazy. But I can't wait to talk to Zephyr about that. So Zephyr, are you here?
I am. Did you want to get the Did you want to get that window capture going on Discord, or?
Oh yeah, I got it going. I started the live. I got the window capture going. I don't share my video. I just, you know, get the guests to share their video, so that way I can pull them up and everybody watching my live can see, like, you know, see the guests and me and shit talking.
All right, I apologize. But I must not be showing my camera then.
Yeah, no, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. There's guests that come on the show that don't show their camera, you know? So it's like, it's just one of those things, you know? It's just preference, I guess. Hold on. I gotta crop this because for some reason it was like uncropped. I had this corrupt where it was just where all the stuff on Discord wasn't showing. And I guess somehow I restarted my computer. And I guess somehow whenever I restarted my computer, it didn't corrupt it like I wanted it to. So, you know. Or it uncropped it. My bad. I'm sorry. My brain is fucking like we're on turtle speed right now, you know. Because I was up late playing Final Fantasy 14, so we're on turtle mode. Okay, and boom, there we go. Got the corrupt filter in place. There we go. Okay, now we're ready to podcast. So Zephyr, how long have you been streaming? What's up with that? Or is it something that you used to do and then you're getting back into it, or oh hey, there I am. So your screen's just fine. It looks like looks like you're covering up your picture there with my lovely face. Are you using window capture? Oh, okay. There you go. So you're just window capturing my stream and doing it like that. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Nice. Okay. Hell yeah. I see what you got going on. I like that, dude. I like that. Co-stream. So, hello everybody on Zephyr's stream, and welcome everybody on mine. Anyways, Zephyr, so how long have you been streaming? Is that something that you used to do and then quit and then got back into, or is it something that you just got into when you got back into Final Fantasy 11? Can't hear you. Still can't hear. I think you're
muted.
Oh,
there we go. I'm sorry. I do apologize about that. So,
You're okay.
I've been streaming for, you know, just over 6 months now.
Okay.
It really hasn't been that long.
Yeah.
And I do apologize. That's why I'm all thumbs here. I'm still like actually getting used to the setups and getting the stream set up and this and that and all the audio settings. I mean, it's a lot that goes into the production of this stuff. It's actually incredible.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot. So I mean, what do you think about it so far? Like, how do you like other than like, you know, dealing with the struggles of getting OBS and everything set up?
Well, I have enjoyed myself. I've been enjoying myself very much.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, a lot of that is to the credit of the viewers that do watch me day to day. I do try to stream very often. It's almost like I almost treat it like a video diary on 11, right? Like, basically, if I'm online, I'm basically streaming. And people can kind of tune in and see what's going on with that, going on with the link shell and things like that. But, you know, OBS can be a pain in the ass, but at the end of the day, it's all worth it, man. It's all worth it to, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So is that the only game that you stream is Final Fantasy XI, or are you going to be streaming other games in the future?
So I can kind of go into like how it started and then just kind of where we're at with it now.
Yeah, go ahead.
So originally I did play, and I would still play League of Legends. So I do still have a very fond love of League of Legends. I played that for many years growing up. I played competitively at one point. Just a little bit of background. I won't go too much into it, but yeah, I just played a little bit competitively there. I had a team I was on. A couple seasons there, we did scrim with pro teams like Team Curse, CLG, things like that. Other pro teams, organizations that are still out there nowadays. Obviously, the players have changed, but the organizations are still around. So I did start streaming that. Basically, I was streaming my climb through the ranked system. Granted, I'm not as good as I used to be, okay? Nowhere near as good as I used to be, but so we started there, right? And I still love League of Legends, and I'll still stream League of Legends too. Okay?
Yeah, for sure.
And then, so it just, one day I was watching one of the streams I do usually watch, and then they ended up raiding another streamer, and we'll shout him out here in a second, Nugrun Only. Who's another fantastic streamer, 420 content, just a great person, great guy.
Another Rage streamer out there, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, yeah. Sir. A quality stream, too. Very, very high quality stream. So stumbled upon him, saw he was playing Final Fantasy XI. Now, nerd, much like yourself, you said you had a very fond love of Final Fantasy XI growing up.
Oh,
you
my
know,
God,
you spent
dude.
A disgusting amount of hours on it.
Oh, a beautiful amount of hours. I wouldn't call it disgusting because, I mean, that's blasphemy. Blasphemy.
Yeah, that is true. We won't call it disgusting, all right? No, nothing less than beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I like that.
No, it's an old game. But it is a beautiful game. It's a beautiful, like, what they're doing with the private servers and, too, with the XP boost. Because if anybody fucking plays this, or used to play this game, or plays the game, or whatever, the, you know, Square Enix version, not the free server, or not the, you know, private servers, it is hard to level up them, like, on the original game. Cannot solo through that game. Once you get like once you get to like the dunes and shit, you have to party. Have to. Like, I noticed I was watching your stream. I tuned into your stream a little bit this morning, and while you were sitting there AFK, I noticed there was somebody over there soloing lizards in the fucking dunes and shit. And I was like, can't do that in the original game.
Well, so
not that easily.
Correct.
That person's either a high level, or they have the XP boost for the for that server. Because I know some of the servers give you a little bit of an XP boost where it makes it a little bit easier with the private servers. Now, is Wings 11, is it one of those servers like that? Tell us a little bit about that server in particular. And the
Okay.
boosts and little extra shit that you get for playing on that.
Okay. So yeah, nerd, you definitely did touch on some aspects of some of the private servers. So some of them do have some like different quality of life improvements on them to kind of make the game
Yeah.
a little more sustainable to play on, like maybe a more casual level, right?
Yeah.
So as far as XP boosts, Wings does not have an XP boost.
Okay,
It
cool.
and
So it's more like the original game.
yes, so I
Okay.
think what the devs have done with this server is they really pride themselves on trying to give you the most like classic, the most classic experience in a way of
Yeah.
Final Fantasy XI. The most
Technically.
classic, but like not as painful. Okay, so like when we talk about classic, so it is 75 cap, right? It's like you
Yeah.
said, people do XP in groups past the dunes, but
Yeah.
we have things like level sync. So level sync is in play. And it's uncapped
Yeah.
level sync. So you don't need to be like 10 levels within that person's level. You could be level 10, they could be level 70, and you guys can group together. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice. And see,
Yes.
I don't think they had that in the original game, did they?
So they did add in
Levels.
level sync eventually, but
Oh,
it
okay.
wasn't till much it wasn't till years into the game though. I do think it was maybe around Otter Gone or Wings of the Goddess releases when that kind of came into play. But it honestly, it was a much needed, I feel, implementation into the game just to keep the health of the game
Yeah.
stable, just because like you said, it is so incredibly difficult to level, and once you have something leveled, it's like I don't want to do that again, right?
Oh yeah, dude. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I only leveled up a couple of jobs. My main was a Dark Knight. That's the only like advanced job that I really leveled up because, like you said, it takes a lot of work, you know? So like, as soon as I leveled up Warrior and I got Dark Knight, and then I was just like, all right, I'm gonna cap this out and fucking you know what I mean? I played the game, capped that out, but then I was like, fuck, you know? I thought about doing leveling up a different job and shit, but at that point I'd been playing for years, you know, and I was like, I think I'm gonna move on to another game. And yeah, I don't know, I just kind of fell off. There just came a day where I was like, you know, this has been going on for a while. Let me see what else is out there, you know. And so that's when I came across my buddy Jerfus showed me Guild Wars. That was a good fucking game. That was
Yeah,
a good game. The
I
original
definitely
Guild
dabbled in
Wars.
that.
Yeah. I never played Guild Wars 2 or anything, but the original Guild Wars was dope as fuck too. If you've never played that, I don't even know if it's still playable or what though.
I'm sure it's still out there somewhere, but yeah, I did play the original Guild Wars. I had a much like you, I had a friend show me it, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I never owned the game. But I did play it a couple times whenever, I visited that buddy's house or whatever, so it was a pretty good game.
Different going into that game from Final Fantasy XI from that platform, it makes.
Absolutely. I mean, but to be fair though, any game at that time coming from 11 into another game, 'cause to be fair, I do believe well, okay, so it's not the first of its kind, but it was, I want to say, it was one of the first modern takes on like the old, like one of the very first real modern takes on like the old like EverQuest kind of that sandbox gameplay feel. Like there's really nothing that's like guiding you in a certain path. It's like, hey, you're basically just open world, you kind of figure it out. There's not a whole lot of information out there. Just figure out what quests, where to go through whatever,
Yeah.
and just do it. And I think it really resonated with a lot of people, because I think you had a generation that played EQ,
Yeah.
Ultima, things like that. And then I'm thinking this game kind of may have reignited some of that nostalgic feel from those games and those people, and then just kind of blew up from there. Because there's not a lot of other games that are like this type of game where, you know, you log in and it's like, okay, well, what am I going to do today? You know, what are we going to do? A little bit of COP? Do I need to farm a little bit to make some gil? Do I need to go do some AF for this job? Dude, there's a million different things you can do in the game, man. You just choose your adventure every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I definitely hate how, like, I was disappointed whenever I heard about Final Fantasy 14 online at first in, like, 2015, or was it 2014 or 2015? I can't remember when they released it.
I am aware of the dumpster fire that you're referring to, yes.
Yeah, well, I thought that it was going to be like Final Fantasy 11, you know? And then whenever I got it and stuff, I realized there's a lot of things that are the same. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that are different. The style that they came out with, where it made me kind of think like that they was copying WoW a little bit with like the way they did shit. In my opinion, you know, which I've learned to love the game over time. You know, obviously, because I stream it all the time now.
I mean, and it's a great game now. It's a great game.
Yeah, after they fixed the bugs, too. Like, if you played in 2015 or 2014, whenever the fuck they released it, you know what I'm talking about? It was buggy as fuck. Like, almost like, not even playable, you know? Just because of all the glitches, and it was just glitch after glitch and bug after bug and shit. You'd go and try and talk to somebody and fucking have to click on a goddamn NPC 30 times to get it to fucking start talking to you about a quest. You know, it was shit like that was going on with it that was real bad, and that was just one out of multiple fucking bugs. So, like, that's a game I quit playing and came back to. And now, since I came back to it, it's like, it's great. But what my point is, though, is, like, I hate how they went with that WoW style of fucking, you know, questing and shit. You know what I mean? And threw in this questing thing where it kind of guides you through the game and shit. And it's not open world. I feel like the game itself, like, the actual maps and shit are smaller than, like, the old Final Fantasy XI maps and shit. I used to feel like when I was a kid, I felt like Final Fantasy XI was huge. It would take you fucking, like, a while to go from one side of a map to another.
It felt huge.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, you know, 60 seconds and you're fucking all the way on the other side of the map already. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it is in 14. But 11 is like, nah, you're fixing to be running for a good 5-10 minutes before you reach the other side of that map, and it's going to be a couple days in game before you get to the other zoning point.
And you're going to have to dodge 30, 40 true sight mobs or true sound mobs.
Yeah, or notorious monsters.
Yeah.
You gotta watch out for notorious monsters and shit, because some of them will aggro. And if you get aggro by a notorious monster by yourself, you're fucked. Unless you're a high enough level to kill it.
Depending, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But, I mean, if you're, you know, if you're a, you know, a lower level, say you're level, what was it, level 12 or something, going to the dunes or whatever, and you're going through there, and you know that fucking notorious monster, it's like a giant sheep. Before you cross over,
lumbering Lambert or something.
Yeah,
in the Highlands
yep. Or whatever. I think that's what they're fucking called.
You're thinking of Lothain Plateau.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, okay, it's been so long since I fucking played this game, you know what I mean? It's like, I gotta jog my memory on like all the fucking names of places.
Let the nostalgia flow, dude. Just let it come
back
to you, brother. Just let it.
Oh, dude, I remember whenever they fought. What was that fucking city? Juno or some shit?
Yes, Juno,
yeah.
the major city in
dude.
The middle of the map.
Oh, yeah. I remember when they first fucking released that shit, that is the expansion for that shit, dude. And, you know, and like first going to that fucking city and shit. I was like, oh, fucking sweet, dude, or getting my airship license, all that good shit, you know. And do mobs, okay, so when you're sailing on the boat, can you still like get aggroed by like sea monsters and skeletons and shit, or like pirates that raid the boat or whatever?
So yeah, you did touch on a very cool event that can happen, and actually I had it happen to me on stream too
Yeah, that
once.
shit's not a glitch. I've seen where people are playing like on Reddit talking about that and shit, and talking about there's a glitch or some shit, and I'm like, no, that's not a glitch. Monsters have always fucking, like, you always had to worry about that when you're sailing. You always had to worry about pirates. That's nothing
Yes.
new. Like, what are these fucking people talking about? There's all kinds of people on Reddit that are just getting into the private servers and playing Final Fantasy XI for the first time, and they're like, they don't know, like, little shit, and they're like, glitch. And it's like,
No, it's
no, you're just a
totally
noob.
working as intended. Yes, totally
Yeah.
working as intended. But yeah, so there you are correct. There is a pirate ship event that does happen. You do get boarded by a pirate ship. Yeah, and there's ghosts and skeletons and everything that you can fight, right? I mean, you can even fight the captain too. I think there is an in-game quest for that. I'm not quite sure what the reward is for that, but there's something that goes along with that in game. But you are correct also, in any given time you're on the boat, a sea horror can spawn on it, a kraken can spawn on it, people fishing on the boat. So let's say you're on the boat, no mobs. Someone
Yeah.
decides to fish. They can fish up a kraken
Yeah.
onto the
Oh yeah,
boat.
for
They
sure.
can fish up things that can kill you. So the homie Diamond Eyes is telling me here in chat that yes, the captain of the pirate ship does drop a very good white mage club. So yeah.
Nice. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, it's been a while since I've played that ship, but yeah, it's been more than a while. It's probably been like, shit, 8 years or more. I
It's
don't
been
know. I
out for
think,
a while.
yeah, I stopped playing in 2009, so been a minute. Been a while.
Yeah, I think it's been at least 10 years for me before these past 6 months. I think it's been about 10 years.
Damn. Really? So it was 10 years back in.
Yep, and that's and so right now I was kind of explaining it a little bit earlier on my stream that, the point in the game where I'm at, it's all new content for me. Like I haven't done any of the content that I'm currently doing when I played retail. I never got that opportunity. I never like much like you said it took you a year or so to get to 75. It took me well over a year to get my first job, which was Monk, to 75. And then here's the thing, Monk is not the most desirable DD class to bring to end game content at that time. So, you know what I mean? My experience, if I played, so like let's say we rewind and we go back to retail Final Fantasy. If I were to play have played something like a samurai, like ranger, or like any mage job, my experience would have been completely different than the one I basically had. I would have probably gotten parties a lot quicker. I
Hello, Raiders. Thank you, Academy Impossible, for the raid. Appreciate that. Shout out to you guys. Sorry to cut you off, Zephyr.
Oh, you're good, brother. No worries. I know how it is.
All right.
But
Anyways, go ahead.
yeah, man. I mean, it was just, I think a lot of people's experience with the game, it was just based on the time in which the game that they decided to play, and then a lot of it had to do with the jobs that they wanted to play. Because there are jobs that are clearly better and more desirable than others. Like, so I play a warrior. I love warrior.
Yeah.
I love it to death. It does do good damage. Warrior will do good damage, okay? It's nothing to sniffle at, but I'm telling
Yeah.
you,
And you
I
went.
struggle to even compare to a good samurai. Forget it. Like,
Have you never thought about Paladin or. So are you just gonna do Warrior for a while? I mean, what about your What about your subclass or your
So
advanced class or whatever?
I did
I
make
mean,
Warrior for a
Warrior's
while.
gonna be your subclass eventually, because like you're gonna have a choice for Paladin or Dark Knight, you know what I mean? Or
Well, if I choose to go those routes, I mean a warrior's still good. I mean a
yeah.
warrior's still good damage. Paladin if I wanted to
Now,
tank.
Warrior's great. I mean, if you know, it's a good DD, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not the best, it's not the greatest, but it is good. I think I do pretty well with it. I mean, I de certainly have the gear to put up some numbers with it now, which is nice, but a samurai in like comparable gear will just kick my ass day in and day out. And I mean,
Oh, yeah.
that's just how it is. It's just the mechanics of that job. Because skill chains are very strong. Skill chains are very,
Yeah.
very powerful, and it drives a lot of the big damage too, because
Yeah.
skill chain comes a magic burst, and that's when your black mages do a lot of their big damage too. So yeah. So I mean samurai is just a big drive damage driving class, and that's fine. But I play Bard. So I
Okay.
don't know if you caught my stream recently, but the last couple weeks I was able to finish out my Bard to 75. So I do
Nice,
play
dude.
that in endgame, and it so where Warrior it does damage, Bard is more of a support platform. So I
Okay.
don't do damage, but I buff and I debuff mobs, and then I also help with crowd control. So I have very powerful sleeps and very powerful AoE sleeps that I help
Nice.
kind of keep things under control so mobs aren't just running rampant through the group and things like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. That's what's up. So like, with Warrior and shit like that, you have provoke and shit, I'm sure. So do you do a lot of pulling and shit for your parties?
So I would say like yeah, I have like especially like leveling up and things like that. If you don't have like one of the more traditional pullers like maybe a
Yeah.
thief and even a bard
I was just
is
wondering
actually
since it's
incredibly good
like,
puller.
yeah, I was just wondering since not like as populated as like what it used to be or whatever, on the private server. I think you said there was whenever I asked you, I think you said there was like 500 people on
Yep.
the other day. So that's why I was wondering, you know, with it getting shorthanded, if you had to do some pulling mobs for parties and stuff like that being a warrior.
Yeah.
Because I had
Yeah,
to
you
do
will.
that. Yeah, I had to do that a lot whenever I was leveling my warrior to get to Dark Knight back in the day. Because, you know, we wouldn't have like, you know, a more traditional puller, so I'd always
Right.
end up having like, you know, one out of every five parties I'd have to end up fucking pulling mobs for the party and shit, you know, because I had provoke. And
It's funny that you talk about things like that, I mean, like in retail. So just things as simple as pulling mobs for a party, right? And this is where you see some of these differences between the private servers and then the retail servers. So the private servers, it's a lot of us are coming back with already knowledge from when we previously played the game, right?
yeah.
So this is where you start to see the differences in just the play styles and the culture of how people are playing the game. So when we originally played the game, we didn't know what the hell we were doing. Okay. So on a typical retail server back in the day, you would see like rangers and shit like that pulling for parties. You come to a private server now, a ranger will not pull for a party. A ranger is not who
Yeah.
you want pulling for your party because they
No.
do so much damage. If you start your ranger pulling it all your tank is already at a disadvantage because he's already laid one or two good hits into the mob, so your tank's already on the back foot for threat already fighting against the ranger. So it's definitely not ideal to have your ranger pulling. So and then that's where you start to see people using thieves and bards and things like that to pull, rather than
Yeah.
like on retail you would see yeah a lot of warriors would pull. I mean,
Yeah.
anything with a ranged would pull. Warrior, thief, samurai would pull because I mean they use ranged weapons as well. So I mean, you would see a lot of that.
Yeah, for sure. It sounds like a dope ass server. So like, I tried to get in it. I made an account on the forum all that for Wings 11, but I'm fucking stupid. I couldn't get the torrent file downloaded and shit. And like I downloaded it, but every time I tried clicking on it, it would pull up a fucking Office Word, and I was like, what the fuck? Am I doing wrong? So I gave up on it and started playing Final Fantasy 14 again. I was like, a pain in the ass. So like,
he took the path of least resistance.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm just getting back into computers and shit, honestly. So like, I feel you with like just getting back into like, you know, like I'm getting back into the gaming scene and all of that shit again. For like, after stepping out for years, you know what I mean? Like, I've had a PS4. That's like, I had that for like a couple years. I haven't had a computer though since 2014. When the last time I had a computer, and that was a laptop that I had for playing Star Wars: The Old Republic. And when that gave out on me, I just never bought a new one. So it's been like I'm learning my way around a PC again after not having one for a really long time. So yeah, but having trouble with the torrent files, man. I'm shameless. I'm not afraid to like admit that, you know what I mean? Because
that's like, okay, man.
Yeah, because like,
it's not as straightforward as some things can be. I mean, it's different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it can be. That's for sure. But
hey, if you need any help, man, I'll be around, you know. We can dive into it and try to get it figured out for you, buddy.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, shit. Hell yeah. We'll try and do that. Because that would be cool to get on there and maybe level up Warrior and shoot for that Dark Knight again, because that's such a fun job. Dark Knight.
We need some Dark Knights, buddy. Hey, I need some Dark Knights for Zerging, so, you know.
Thought about doing Dark Knight? DD?
It's funny you say that, because
it's a great DD.
Yes.
It's a great DD.
I have thought about it.
You'll be able to stand toe to toe with the fucking samurais on damage at
you're
that
point. You're not
wrong.
I would be. I but I'd also
because
be
of your chains
more dirt naps,
and shit
though,
that you
too.
Get. Yeah.
On top of that, I'd probably be eating dirt a lot more too.
Maybe. I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, you know, once you get that Dark Knight leveled up, man. I mean, the fucking like you have more. You know, you have more abilities and shit like that than got right now and stuff, you know. So
yeah, you've got a little more tools at your disposal for like
yeah, Dark Knight
damage.
Slash Warrior,
yeah,
is a
sure.
Really it's a powerhouse. It's one of those old school powerhouses, and that I would say as far as like, so what's your sub job
so
right now? So
oh, that
you said you were a warrior right now. So
yeah,
I was wondering what your sub job is for Warrior right now, if since, you know, not talking about moving on to like an advanced class.
Okay. So
it.
I can talk about my jobs a little bit here and just kind of break it down for you. So yes, so I am Warrior is kind of like my first main. I would, as I said earlier, when I played retail, I came up and I played Monk, which was another traditional damage dealer job. And I still love that job very much. And honestly, I feel the itch to go back and play it all the time. But
yeah,
because it's a private server, I try to do something different, right? Just do something different this time around, Zephyr. You know, don't do the same thing you did. But it's funny I say that, though, because Bard was my other job that I had 75 in retail as well. And so I have Bard again. But again, getting to experience much more of the game on a grander scale though this time around, so it's still different. Even though we have some things that are similar to what we were doing in retail, it's still much different. So, Warrior, right? First main. I've done most of my content as far as progression on Warrior. But the shell needed some more support. We need some more mages and more support jobs. So a lot of us were leveling other jobs to be able to flex into that when like we were heavy on damage dealers. Like, I mean, when we first started the Link shell, I had like 5 or 6 samurais coming, plus 2 monks, plus like I had a lot of damage, but I didn't have a lot of support, didn't have a lot of casters. So a lot of us were leveling those on the side just so we could flex into those just to round out the roster a little bit more when we came into these end game events, and that we could push harder content. So warrior, my main would be that sub job for that. So typically you would do ninja. Okay. And there's a couple of reasons for that. A big reason is because you get shadows. Okay. And the shadows will mitigate a lot of damage that you would normally take. And that's direct damage, and that's AoE damage as well. So it's huge. It's huge when we're talking about efficiency, group efficiency, because ultimately not spending MP is how you want to play the game. The least amount of MP people have to spend to get something done, the better, basically. So mitigating all damage is important. So you do play a lot of slash ninja. But now, if we're talking about doing some endgame content, like we're fighting bosses, we're fighting gods, we want to do some damage, right? We really want to push the damage a little bit. Then we would sub a samurai for that. Because what that would give me at 75, that would give me a 37 samurai sub job. I get meditate at that level. And that allows me to gain TP just by meditating. So I don't have to hit the mob. I can just hit meditate and it'll give me 500 TP. I don't get the 1,000 TP. So if I was a samurai, it'd give me 1,000 TP. So I could weapon skill right after I meditated. You can't do that with a sub job. It only gives me 500. But still, I'm a warrior. I swing a great axe. Great axes give you quite a bit of TP when you land a hit. So even at 500 TP, a round or two of melees and I'm at 1,000. I'm weapon skilling. So, I mean, I'm still pumping them out faster than what I normally would, right? And that's kind of the goal of that. So sub samurai, I'm doing much more DPS than I would a sub ninja. But my mitigating damage, though, I'm at a disadvantage. It's almost... Saigon is good, okay? Sorry, I know I'm going into a lot of things right now on 11, but so... But yeah, so I'm going into a lot of the different aspects and different things. So with the samurai sub job, you also get Seigen. Okay, now Seigen is a tanking stance for the samurai, and it gives you more bonus to your third eye ability, which allows you to dodge 100% dodge the next attack that comes at you, right? The Seigen stance modifies that, so you can actually dodge more than one attack with third eye. So it becomes incredibly strong. So there's that. And then they also have like a damage stance as well, which you can pop that, which gives me more strength, more accuracy. And actually, I think it gives me attack speed as well. So I get a small burst of haste, accuracy, and damage. And then strength modifies my weapon skills as well, so I do more damage with that. It's just more damage, period. With the samurai. Yeah. It's amazing. Okay. But so we're not playing warrior mainly right now. So I have changed my main over to bard because that's what the shell does kind of need more at this point in time. So we're doing that and I'm really enjoying it. I'm having a blast doing it and I'm actually going to try to build a relic. So I am going to try to build a bard relic horn, which is the Galilea horn, or what we refer to as the G horn. I'm going to try to build one of those for the shell. And that's big because it makes my mage ballad, which is the refresh for mage MP. It really kicks that into high gear. And you can do some really nutty things with that. If you can provide that to your mages in a group. So, I'm going to try to do that. We'll see what happens with that. It's a long time. I mean, I don't know if you've ever looked at building a relic in Final Fantasy XI or looked into the requirements of that, but it's quite a bit goes into it.
I've never even thought about playing mage, like any kind of mage class, because unless it's like black mage or something, because like white mage or whatever, anything where I'd be like having to worry about healing and shit like that. And, I don't think that I'd be good at it. You know, my attention span isn't that great. So I know that's like, you know, any kind of mage class, if it's not a DPS, not my thing.
Hey,
I know to stay away from that.
That's the best part about this game, man. There's a little something for everybody, right?
Yeah. Like, I never even tanked before in any MMO until I played Final Fantasy 14. I actually tried my first time, tried out my hand as Paladin for the first time that game. And it was fun, but you know, it's a lot of responsibility, and you know, dealing with any kind of like any kind of tank or healer or anything like that, you know. So like my thing is like DPS. I'm a damage dealer all day. My favorite class, I'm sure, would be you know, warrior slash monk to start off with until you get your advanced jobs or whatever, you know. And then I love Dark Knight, you know. I thought about, like, if I get into it again, I thought about probably doing Samurai, going that route with it. So I think that'd be cool, doing Samurai. You know, I've never done Samurai before.
If you get on Wings, man, hit me up, dude. We'll get you going on the Samurai in the Dark Knight, man. Those are two great.
Yeah, I want to get on there. I want to join your link shell and stuff.
Nice.
It sounds fun. I used to be a part of a really big community on there, and you know, that shit fell apart whenever WoW came out. Like, everybody started going to WoW, World of Warcraft, and different games and stuff eventually. And I remember just watching the Link Shell that I was a part of just, like, crumble and shit, you know, whenever... Do you remember that when WoW first released and all the player population was dropping going over to that game?
Because, unfortunately, I was one of those players.
Oh,
that made the switch.
Oh my god, I didn't make the switch till years later. Like,
I mean,
three years.
But I still came back though, man. Like, so even though I made the switch, even playing,
I made the switch
in,
like,
I came back
2010
at least once or twice.
Yeah. Okay. There were some people that didn't though. There were some people that just straight up bounced, and you never saw them again. You know what I mean? And players that were really like very immersive and shit into the game, you know what I mean? That were like key members to Link Shells and shit. And that was kind of like, you know, that was kind of a bummer, you know what I mean? Because
when you lose those driving forces in your Link Shell, it you start to see a decline in activity, and then it's just basically, you know, it's a wrap from there. But
especially when it's like white mages shit, like what you was talking about.
Yes. Well, so my Link Shell, we do have kind of a shortage on white mages in our shell. So, but we do have other healers though. We've got a bolster of summoners now, and then we've got red mages as well. So I mean, we do have healing covered, but I will say that we are pretty light on the white mages. Vita, the homie Vita, just came back to us. He was on a little bit of a hiatus, so now I've got two white mage mains. I guess I can count a third if I want to throw Rio into the mix, but he's typically a red mage main for us, and he plays some Thief for us from now and again too. But so it's very beneficial to having multiple jobs leveled, so we can just kind of switch off on what's needed that night. That's kind of the idea.
Yeah. So what world, like, which city did you start off in, game? Like, what's your home city you're starting in, whatever?
So, when I played Reeds, again, my whole experience on Wings has been, do something different. Don't do the same shit you did, right? So when we played retail, I was a Mithra. Played a Mithra, and I was a Sindorian Mithra.
Okay.
I do love the bagpipes. The bagpipes be banging in Sandoria, but...
Yeah.
But this time, we had to go with Bastok.
Okay.
It's Bastok, but I like to call it Bastok, because on our server, Bastok, it's like number one in the conquest tally quite often. There's a lot of people are Bastokian on the server.
Yeah.
But Ninja does play Sindorian, though. So Ninja draws a lot of people to the Sandoria faction as well, though. So
yeah.
It's kind of a rivalry between the two.
Yeah, for sure. So
I know I'm playing the Gulka, Bastokian Gulka is what
okay.
I'm playing now.
Hell yeah, dude. So I played a Bastokian Hume. So you know, that's what I went with, which I think Gulka would have been better for, you know, my class that I chose and stuff, but I didn't realize that at the time with the whenever I was a noob way back in the day and shit, you know, I didn't realize what classes go with what jobs and shit. And like, you know, I didn't realize that where you start off at either, like, made a difference too with like that kind of shit with like your with your race or whatever that you choose and stuff. Because that game, it doesn't, it's not like Final Fantasy 14, what job you pick depends on where you start in the game, you know what I mean? Whereas Final Fantasy 11, you could start, it doesn't matter, you could fucking be any class, any job, start pretty much wherever the fuck you want. You know what I'm saying? You pick your fucking starting, the city you start off at. But if you don't pick the right one, you don't get like the ring and shit, like this. The ring that you start off with for that city, and like there's certain little things that you don't get if you start off in a city that's like not native for your race.
And they don't tell you is that those rings are account tradable too.
So we
got a Gulka, we started off Bastok, right? So we get the Bastokian ring, right?
Yeah.
Now so I have an alt. I've made an alt on the server that's like my bank. So I have a banking character for the link shell and everything, right?
Nice.
He's Sindorian. He's an elf. So
yeah,
he gets the Sindorian ring. I can send that Sindorian ring to Zetfer through the mail. So if I wanted to, I could have both rings on at the same. So you can kind of double stack the bonuses on those rings on one character if you so much
Hell
choose
yeah.
to. Yeah, just little things like that
that's
you don't
cool,
know about
dude.
When you first start playing, man.
Yeah, see, I didn't know about that at all. I did not know about that. So, what about with, like, making money? What's the economy like in that game and shit? You still have to do a lot of, like, hours of farming and stuff like that? Or what's up with that?
So that's a very good question, nerd. That's a real big thing to kind of touch on, right? I mean, so, you know, we talked about Final Fantasy XI being like a sandbox game, right?
Yeah.
And the economy is player driven, because the only things that are up on the auction house are what the players are going out and finding and putting up there, right? Or what they're crafting.
Well,
so,
I know
yes,
some private. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I know some
good.
Private servers have, like, you know, a boosted economy a little bit, like some things that are automatically on the auction house, you know, to begin with. Not all private servers do that, you know, but from what I've read about some of the Dark Star servers on the Wikipedia page and shit, where it tells about all of them and stuff, all the different servers and shit, some of them, you know, have like shit on the auction house already, and some don't, you know what I mean? So is there nothing there to help, you know, the economy, or is it just solely 100% player driven on Wings 11?
So as far as I know, in my experience with the game, it has been 100% player driven. Players can, I mean, players can ultimately manipulate the auction house if they want to. I mean, there's some people that have that kind of gill. They could buy everything out and just completely control the market on certain things. And it's easier to do that on a server like ours because it is lower population, right? On a retail server, there'd be more people with more money in their pockets, so it'd be
Hold
harder
on.
to just do that.
People are still playing on the retail servers that heavily
Yeah,
today?
I mean, yeah, there's absolutely there's still people that play thousands of people that play retail Final Fantasy. Actually, a lot of people tune in on into my stream that play retail Final Fantasy 11.
Holy
Get a lot of
shit.
people that play 14, a lot of people that play retail Final Fantasy. Hanabi Arrow is another lovely streamer that streams 14, streams 11. She's been trying to get me to come play 11 retail with her and her
Okay.
group. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people still playing
It's
it.
only what, $11 a month still? I think it's the
Yeah, I mean,
same.
it's about yeah,
I
it's
don't think it's
standard.
changed
It's the
since
standard, yeah, monthly fee.
2005.
Yep.
But I'm not gonna lie to you, I've thought about just paying that monthly fee if it is that populated still, and getting back into it like that. I mean, because to me it's worth it, you know,
I've thought about it.
and if it
I've
is
thought about it.
still booming, I would not mind supporting the game, you know what I mean, with my monthly sub to help it keep booming, you know what I mean? But I do like the idea of the private server because the community is a lot closer, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot, you know, a lot, it's a lot closer of a community. It's a lot easier to get to know people and stuff like that. So it seems like that might would be better for, like, you know, maybe creation content or something. I don't know. Just
I
with
yeah.
the with it being so tight-knit stuff, you know what I mean?
It does get interesting. I will say that. It can get a little interesting. I mean, I've had some run-ins with the GMs.
Oh.
We've broken some rules,
Oh.
once or twice, and I unfortunately I got a little notoriety through that. I mean,
What
yes, the
rules
community.
did you break?
So I didn't break any world. So what happened was, okay, so it is a private server.
Yeah.
So some things are glitchy, right? Some things aren't
Okay.
working 100% as intended, okay?
Yeah.
And basically, so what happened was there was a mission, or yeah, there was a mission, like a fight that you can do in the game, and it was the it's in the Zillart missions, okay? It's called
Okay.
Divine Might. And
Yeah.
when you complete, and it's a very important mission because when you complete this mission, you get access to these earrings. You get, it's like the reward at the end of a quest line, right? And typically they're very good. And these earrings in particular are very good. So you have the Suppa no Mimi, which is a very, very good dual wielding earring, sword skill dual wielding earring, incredible for any job that dual wields. And then you have the Bushido, incredible. If you're gonna even think about playing samurai, you're probably gonna want the Bushi earring. It's just the stats on it are just incredible.
Okay.
And then there's the Knight earring as well, which is incredible for tanking if you're gonna main that, right?
Yeah.
And there's another earring in there for dark magic and stuff, which abyssal, but it's a little less taken, but some people still take it. Anyways, so you do there's a fight that you have to do. To complete that mission, okay,
Yeah.
you have to kill the archangels, okay, and this is
Okay.
done up in Sky, and so each of the dark angels is its own specific job. They all do, abilities based on those jobs, right?
Yeah.
And so the issue with that fight was it wasn't working as intended. There was a lot of bugs and glitches in it, and one of the big ones in particular was if. Even if you engage the fight and you lose, because of how the fight ends or how the mobs despawn, it glitches and it actually counts as a win.
Oh,
so
shit.
even if you went in there and lost, you would still get credited for the win.
Oh.
So it's basically like a free set of earrings, right?
Yeah. Oh,
well, okay. Well, so your boy wasn't thinking, and well, we happened to do this, and I was streaming at the time.
Admin
okay?
caught it.
And I didn't think of, well, first off, I didn't think of, like, there was nothing malicious behind this, but I didn't think
yeah.
of the outcome of something like this. So not only were we breaking TOS, right? But
yeah.
on top of that, I was basically showing everybody else that, hey,
oh, showing
you don't
everybody
need to
the glitch.
Fucking do the fight. You can just lose and fucking still get credit for
Damn.
It.
Yeah.
And that's a big
yeah.
problem. That's
yeah,
a
that
big
is a
problem.
Horrible. Yeah.
So, yeah, basically within the hour, they pulled myself and basically my entire link shell that was in Sky into jail with me.
Oh, man.
And we spent the next hour or two in jail trying to sort out what was going on, how we found out about. I mean, they asked us, you know, who told you about this? How'd you know you could do this? They wanted, like, you know, a list of names that just goes back. And here's the thing. Hundreds of people had gotten their earrings with this.
Yeah.
There was no legit win. I'm sorry, there's people that will still argue that, oh, well, we did that fight legitimately. Here's the thing. Most
yeah.
people were sleeping these mobs to win the fight. You're not supposed to be able to sleep the Archangels. They're unsleepable.
Yeah.
You could sleep them. It was still bugged, and you could sleep them in this particular instance. So nobody had a legitimate win on this fight. Nobody had
Damn.
A legitimate win. Everyone could sit there and beat their chest and say, the big part about this, though, the big thing is, so what they did is after they jailed us and they were trying to investigate it, they figured out that there was no way. Get out of here, motherfucker. Don't even start with me, man. Sorry, my chat's getting in on this. But
oh, it's cool.
So what happened, the big part is they took away everybody's progression on
yeah.
the quest. They took away everybody's, and that's
okay.
and that's where it was like, oh fuck, dude. Because like, okay, I get it. I get it. We screwed up, right? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Take away all that, right? We were in the wrong, but no, dude. They took away everybody's earrings, the entire servers, so everybody had to redo it. They made everybody redo the fight.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so it wasn't the greatest situation, you know what I mean? It wasn't great, and I, you know, we didn't have any intention for any of that to play out like that, but it just kind of did, and you know, reflecting on it, people can say things were handled wrong and different, or things could have been handled differently, and they certainly could have, but I mean, at the end of the day, the GMs were just trying to handle that situation the best they could. In that given time. And I'll say this, Wings GMs have a lot of work cut out for them, okay? You have to understand, these are people that aren't paid to do this. This is,
yeah.
you know, these are people that are just doing this out of their free time, right?
Yeah,
just to,
it's a hobby
just to do a
for
cool
them.
Thing. Right.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I can see where they may make, you know, not the greatest decision, because maybe they just don't have the time to really invest into thinking about it. Like, they're in the middle of a work call or whatever, and they just got to do a thing real quick. And, you know, I'm not saying
yeah.
that's right or wrong, but it's just kind of the reality of it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there could be more to it than that. You know what I mean? Somebody could get called into work and have to leave and come, like, leave in the middle of working on something possibly and have to come back later. You know, and you know how that kind of shit is. You might not remember, like, you know, what you was doing exactly before that, you know, coming back home tired from work and stuff. So, yeah, I can totally understand that. You know, they got a lot of fucking work cut out for them, for sure, you know, with, you know, the game devs and shit for that, for the private server.
Well,
hats off to them for, you know, bringing those private servers to people, to the public, you know what I mean, and fucking giving people access to be able to play the game that might not be able to afford a monthly fee. So,
Absolutely.
hats off to them. That's cool as fuck, you know.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, if you don't mind, yeah, big shout out to the Wings Excise staff out there. I know you guys catch a lot of flack, man, but honestly, I think you guys do a great job out there. Keep doing what you're doing. Big shout out to Ninja too. Thank you for your contribution to the server. Thanks for basically paying for it for a couple of years down the road. I mean, that's why we're playing it for free, man. The Ninja, he hooked it up, man. He
Hell
bought,
yes.
paid for the whole thing, and we're just on there having a good time. And as long as I keep playing it, I will do my part and try to continue to promote the server in a positive light. I mean, there, yeah, every server's got, it's Final Fantasy 11, folks. I mean, there's always drama. It's a sandbox game. There's always going to be drama in it. There's always going to be Link Shells feuding. There's always going to be people trying to break the rules and trying to cheat. It's 11, man. There's, it's what people try to do in it. But, I'll keep trying to. I mean, Wings XI is the greatest private server. There's many private servers out there, but if I had to say it, Wings XI is the best one. If you're going to play on a private server and have a good experience, I think this is the one you'll find the best experience
Oh,
on.
for sure. And we've been promoting it up in my chat, we've been dropping links to Wings 11 and to your stream and all of that up in my chat throughout this episode. So yeah, we've been trying to help help with that, so that'll get plenty of VOD views and hopefully some more people decide to join the Wings 11 private server. So yeah, it's a super dope. And they can also find it by searching Dark, just search, you can Google Dark Star servers, and the first thing that'll Final Fantasy 11 Dark Star servers, first thing that it'll pop up is the Wikipedia page with a list of all the servers and links to all the forums stuff, and Wings 11 will be right in there with a very good description.
Yeah, it's incredible. I didn't even know that I didn't even know private servers was a thing up until 6 months ago. Like, literally just stumbled upon it, and then here we are. But nerd, I can't say enough nice things about this community, man. I mean, I'm still, my channel is still very small, man. Understand. But all of my success has basically come from this community and all their support.
Nice.
And so I greatly appreciate that. And like I said, yeah, if you're going to stream and you want to stream Final Fantasy 11 content, I think this is a great server to do it on, man. There's a lot of the server's great. A lot of people get involved in the streams, chime in, help out. I mean, dude, it's not uncommon to see people like, "Oh, you're struggling with something out there. Yo, let me run out there real quick." Or, "Oh, you need a treasure hunter? Let me run out there with my thief real quick. I'll treasure hunt something for you," or
Hell
whatever, you
yeah.
know what I mean? It's a really cool community, man. It's a vibe, dude. It's a vibe.
Sounds like it, And that's, I like that. That's what I was saying. I like that about the private servers. Like, they're, a really close community and stuff, And, like, that's something that you don't always get whenever it's, when you're playing the subscription version, like, because of the population is so big, a lot of people are there just to play the game. It's hard to find a community there to, like, help each other out and shit like that sometimes, Like, I know with Final Fantasy 14, it's like, you hardly find people that want to, like, like, they just do their own thing a lot of times, and I'm kind of getting bored of that, so that's why I've been looking into private servers.
I
Getting
think it's
bored of
the trust system
14.
that kind of,
Yeah.
sorry to kind of interject there, but yeah, I think it's the
No, you're
trust
good.
system in 14 that, or, well, okay, so, I'm sorry, you were talking about 14, correct?
Yeah, I was talking about like how it's real big. The population is real big, and a lot of people are like they're more worried about just leveling their characters and shit, you know.
It's kind of sticking to themselves.
Yeah, sticking to themselves and stuff, because they've made it to where you can solo the whole game. You don't have to be part of it. You know, so I've been getting kind of bored, you know what I mean? Because whenever I'm on there, I'm just kind of like, you know what I mean? Fumbling around, you know what I mean? Grinding out quests and shit by myself. And I'm like, you know, that'd be cool to have, like, you know, a community, like a link shell, to be a part of a link shell to, you know, to be a part of, to play the game with. You know, I miss that aspect of 11. You know, and that's the best
part about it, is the community. The community.
That's what I
want to
get back into it for, is the aspect of it, and having that link shell to, like, party up with and shit. I like partying more than soloing. You know, soloing can get boring. And it can also get boring, like, you know, as far as, like, being a content creator and shit, you know. It's hard to make content if you're playing a game that you're just soloing the whole game. You know what I mean? So it's like, because people can get bored of that shit. I've had people tell me they just get on there whenever I'm talking and shit. Like, I've noticed people will get on there whenever they see me switch to my smoke scene, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
and
see
then
the activity pick up a little bit, yeah.
And then they'll jump off whenever I go back to the gaming scene or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But unless I'm, or whenever I start, like, a raid or a dungeon, the viewers will pick up, and then you'd see them drop back down again whenever I finish the raid, you know. So it's like it kind of goes up and down, you know. So I feel like, you know, if you have that community aspect and stuff, it's better for, you know, content creation, because not just you have, you know, several people that you're partying up with and shit. There's a lot more going on, you know.
Absolutely.
You have people to communicate with, and that's better to watch, honestly. I'm like, I was watching your stream, and I was like, this is better to watch than, like, just somebody soloing through Final Fantasy 14, you know. So that made me want to get back into it whenever I started watching your stream, honestly.
I
started watching
that,
your stream, and I was like, god damn it, I missed this. I need to get in on this action.
We have a good time. I, like, honestly, I can't be more thankful, and I'm very lucky for the group of people that I've been fortunate enough to surround myself around on Final Fantasy. Just incredible group of people, and I mean that goes for anybody on the server. I mean, like, you know, I'm talking to some of the people in my chat here. You know, Diamond Eyes, you got Elder. I mean, I get, so like I said, I mean, you get a lot of people from the server that tune into the streams. They're very hip with the streams that are on the server, and you get this just nice cooperative, like, I don't even know what to call it. It's just this crazy vibe, man. And everybody knows everybody, and I feel like every time I go, I'm just in game and I'm walking down Bastok. I mean, I got like 10 or 12 people waving at me, cheering at me, this or that, you know, saying what's up. And like, I recognize all these names. I'm like, oh yeah, there's the homie. There's the homie. You know what I mean? It's like, you just,
homies everywhere,
you just,
bro.
You just get to know. I just feel like you get to know everybody on a much personal level, much quicker.
Yeah.
Like, it's just more intimate, right? Than a retail setting. And I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah. That's awesome. I would definitely enjoy getting in that for sure. But it's getting about time for me to wrap this up and all of that, and wrap up the podcast and go and spend the rest of the day with the kiddos and stuff. And thank you for everybody tuning in. Is there any shout outs or anything else that you'd like to give? Or draw any links you'd like to drop before we end it?
Yeah, I'll just run through some shout outs here. Run through some thank yous. Nerd, first and foremost, thank you so much for having me on here.
Thank you for coming.
I've got no problem talking about Final Fantasy or video games for hours on end. I mean, I'm very passionate about it. So it's been very fun to sit and talk and be interviewed about something other than like my actual job or career, you know, outside of all of this. So it's been a very fun experience.
Yeah, it has. It was a very nostalgic experience for me. It's been a long time since I like a very long time since I played that game. So, I had to, sit there and think about shit. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't just, roll back to me, riding a bicycle.
Right.
I thought it would. But yeah, go ahead and finish your shout-outs, though, man.
But, thank you to the Wings XI community. You guys are incredible. I appreciate all your ongoing support. You guys are the homies. You guys know to hit me up anytime you need something in game or whatever. You guys know where to get at me. Conflict of Interest, Shark Week, the homies, the ground up, man. Everybody behind me, man. Thank you guys so much for all your support. Thanks for logging in on a daily basis and just making our link shells the greatest link shells on the server, man. And, I mean, it might be biased, but whatever. It's a biased opinion. But guys, yo, Wings XI, man. If you're gonna play a private server, play Wings XI. Play it, all right? It's a fantastic server. Like I said, Ninja and a handful of other amazing streamers. I mean, I could talk for a half hour just naming off streamers on the server, and they're all incredible. You should check them all out. And then ultimately, I just want to thank my family, thank my wife for pushing me. Indica Ouch, the lovely Indica Ouch. I know you've spoken to her, nerd.
Yeah, I was just fixing to give her a shout out. I was gonna let you finish, but since brought it up, shout out to In the Couch. Thank you for watching. And yes, that was a great. It has been a great podcast. Thank you for giving me. Thank you for sending me that direction towards Zephyr, because I wouldn't have known about his stream if it wasn't for you. I appreciate that. I really do. All right, continue, Zephyr. Sorry again for cutting you off.
Yeah, thank you. No, you're good, man. Yeah, thank you to lovely Indica. And just thanks to everybody who tunes in, just anybody who watches on a daily basis, man. Appreciate you guys. That's really all I got, though, man. And thank you again, nerd.
Dude, thank you. And thank you for hosting me and shit, for all your viewers, too, and stuff. That was really fucking cool. The whole experience has been great. So it's been a great podcast. And it's going to be on Spotify. It's going to be on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, all kinds of different platforms, YouTube. It's going to be on Instagram, IGTV. So go and find Nerds Incoming on all those platforms. At Nerds Incoming on every platform. Trademark. To that name is nobody can steal it or I will sue. Just throwing that out there because it's such a great name. I had to lock it in, you know what I'm saying? I had all that shit on every platform. As soon as I fucking came up with it, I was like bam bam bam. I went to work, dude. I think I spent a good 24 hours just rebranding. And but yeah, go check it out on there. Give it a share on all those platforms. Share it to your Facebook. Share it to your social media. All that stuff helps a lot. The Spotify, if you check us out on Spotify, there's a lot of other podcasts and stuff, episodes that are not available on Twitch and other platforms. So there are some episodes that are Spotify exclusives, and then the same goes for YouTube. There's past episodes that are YouTube exclusives that are on there that you can find. So there's all kinds of different material that you can check out. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you, Zephyr, for hosting me on your channel and giving me the shout-out and your title. That is cool as a motherfucker. And I hope to see some of you guys back around and, if anybody wants to join Discord at Nerds Landing, you can get all of the notifications for all the latest podcasts there. So if you want to join that, you can just go in my About section, and there is a Yeah, there's a link that'll take you directly to Nerds Landing all over the About section of my page. So you can just go and check that out, give it a click, and alrighty, we're gonna wrap this up. Thank you everybody for tuning in, and thank you, Zephyr. We're
Yeah, thanks,
out.
guys.